Hearing is conditional use number 2420, Vance Daniels.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in a GR general residential and a C1 general commercial district for auto storage to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 0.91 acre more or less. The property is lying on the west side of Daniels Road, which is Sussex County Route 215A, approximately 480 feet south of Coastal Highway, which is Route 1. The 911 address is 9242 Daniels Road, Lincoln, and the tax map ID is District 230, Map 15, Parcel 3.00. Submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the staff analysis, we have a copy of the applicant's conceptual site plan, and we have a copy of the DLDOT service level evaluation response, and we have a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division. I would note that we received one letter stating that there is no objection to the development and two letters of opposition, and they are included in your paperless packets. Thank you.
All right, sir. Thank you. All right, is there anyone here representing this application?
Yes.
All right, come on up, please, and give us your name, and you have heard what the director read into the record on your behalf, and you're welcome to add anything you like. To start with.
Well, this, thank you for letting me come here to speak to you. I'm Vance Daniels, owner of Griff Daniels Auto Body and Paint Shop. I've been in business over 30-some years.
At this location?
Huh?
At this location?
No, not here. Slaughter Neck.
Okay.
In Delaware, yes.
Okay.
And I'm really baffled because somebody made a complaint against me. Is that's what I'm here for?
Okay.
Well, you're here because it's a conditional use application. We need you to, like I said to the last folks, make a record, explain to the commission why it's appropriate to grant this conditional use for an auto storage facility on this property and how that relates to the neighboring properties.
Well, I'm a little confused because the property that the storage and stuff is on has not been commercial. And when I bought that property, I thought that it would be commercial at the same time, and I've come to find out that it's not. So I'm really confused.
I'm a little confused myself, and I think we're going to defer to Mr. Whitehouse to kind of shed some light on this situation.
If I can assist, Mr. Chairman, this case did indeed come through our constable's office, and the applicant has been very cooperative with staff.
Okay.
It came to our attention that there is vehicle storage, and I have some photos that I can call up in a moment and show you. Staff went out to inspect the site, and we found that there's vehicle storage outside within, if I put the zoning map, it all becomes clear, that this property is split zoned, so the front section is general commercial, which is now a closed district, so that was created some decades ago, and the rear section is GR, general residential. So because there's vehicle storage in the rear of the property, when staff visited and discussed it with the applicant, we identified the path forward is to request a conditional use,
okay,
to request vehicle, to allow the business to take place in that GR district at the back. So that led to the application being submitted. We did expedite this application, Mr. Chairman, because the use is already up and running. So I do have some photos on the file that I might better show you real
sure.
quick.
So he was operating on the conditional area, but he's also over
commercial. Well, he's got to see what he's owned in the front,
commercial.
So I can understand how he might have thought that the whole
thing.
Parcel was owned that way,
exactly.
Because the front is, and the C1 zone for members of the public is a closed zoning category, and the reason it's closed is because it was so broad, virtually any commercial activity could take place in a C1 zone, and that is true today on this, and on the front part of this parcel is zoned C1, and the activity that the applicant is applying for today could actually happen on that piece, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Without any action on our part, so we're
site
here.
Plan review.
But yeah, site. Well, I subject to site plan review and all the other parts of the code. So we're kind of really thinking more about the back here, I think.
That makes more sense, that gives some context to it.
Makes a lot, yeah, I'm just trying to give some context to the application, because it makes a lot more sense, I think, looking at it that way. I'm sorry, Mr. Whitehouse, I interrupted you, go ahead.
These just, I don't have a date for these, Mr. Chairman, but these were forwarded to me, so this led to a conversation about how do we bring an application forward for that rear section, and here we are, so.
Okay.
So you've been working this business there for how many years?
About 35 years.
35 years at this site, okay.
Since 1985.
1985.
On this site?
On this site?
Or the other?
On the commercial site.
Oh, okay.
So I have a body shop opened up in 1985.
On the commercial portion of this?
Yes.
You're talking about, so yes, it's been on this site?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, all right. And so tell us a little bit that you, what is your business, and tell us just a little bit about it.
Well, I'm an auto body and paint shop. You want me to speak about some of my background?
Well, just tell us about what you're doing here. What are the cars in the back for, and why? Okay.
Well, some of them is back there. Fellow wanted to put some cars back there, you know what I mean? And I works on them, too. I do auto body and paint. And they's been doing that for, well, really, in the business over 40 years. So that's all I can say. You know, I'm a small businessman trying to make a living, and I want to be straight by the law. You know, that's why.
So under this conditional use, what would you be asking for? You'd be asking to keep the cars parked back there?
Yes.
I don't mean to put words in your mouth. You could tell me that. I'd appreciate it.
Yes. I just want to be able to store the cars back there when I'm working on them, you know, bring them up, work on them, and put them back.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Sure.
So, because Mr. Whitehouse has brought up the aerial photos, and the cars weren't there like 12 months ago.
No.
So what, and if you've been in business, what changed that now you need the cars to be there now, I guess?
Well, I've been parking them back there, so I do work for a fella. He brings cars and put them back there. That's over the last maybe 6-7 months.
Do the cars ever, is there an intention to fix them and get them out of there within a certain time frame, or are they just going to?
Well, it's hard to tell because I have so much business in cars, and I got cars in there, been there 6-7 months.
But the goal is to fix them,
yes,
and get them out.
Yes.
Okay. It's not that you're not creating a junkyard. Yeah.
No.
Okay.
And I can't say how long they'll be there. I work.
Well, I think if I were your neighbor, okay, I think the thing I would be worried about would be we'd get a bunch of cars on that site that never left there.
Right.
Okay. And that would be a concern for this group here.
Right.
We don't want to create, an auto salvage operation.
Oh, no.
We don't want to see that.
Yes.
And the commission does have the ability to place certain conditions on the approval. One of those might be the length of time that any one car can stay there. And so I appreciate that it's hard to predict and all that, but I think the concern that I would have is that we don't want to create a situation where we have cars there for extended periods of time. That we understand if you're working on them, that's one thing. If it's going to be a long-term auto storage yard, that's a concern.
Well, that has
to be just for your business.
Yes.
Okay.
That's what I'm concerned about. That's why I come here.
Yeah.
To get information.
Right.
Because I abide by the law.
Well, I understand. I appreciate that.
I appreciate that
you're here. You're here voluntarily, and we certainly appreciate that. And we're going to figure this out. But that's the concern I would have. So the cars that are coming there, are those cars coming there for you to work on, or for some other reason?
Some of them comes there. The fella, he sells cars, and he brings them there, and leave them. Off and on, you know, cars. He sells them. He wanted somewhere to put them there sometimes, and I worked on a lot of them. He sells cars. So I just want to be clear.
Right.
To what they do.
Right. Well, so do we, and that's
right.
what I'm saying. We want to be careful that we're not creating a situation where it's actually a different kind of business.
Right.
If you're in the auto body and paint business, then the expectation would be that the cars are there to be to have their bodies fixed or to be painted, that they're not there to be a storage yard for some other sales operation
right.
somewhere. So that's the real issue for us is that particular piece of it, that would be the purpose.
Well, whichever guidelines you give me, that's what I have to go by.
Okay.
I don't have no problem with that.
Okay.
If the cars are theirs.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
I have a couple questions about your operation, what you do. So when you work on these vehicles, do you work on them inside or do you work on them on the outside?
I have a body shop.
So they're worked on inside?
Yes.
Okay, and then any oils and any kind of chemicals, they all contained and then disposed of properly?
Oh,
you
yes.
change oils and you have a regular pickup?
I don't change the oil and stuff.
Oh, okay.
No.
Okay, so none of that goes
on? Just does auto body paint.
Okay. All right, so the paints then would be disposed of properly in a dumpster or whatever? Like, it's not...
Not in dumpster, not the paint and stuff. I have a container, I put it in.
Okay, just so it's disposed of properly. Okay, that's all I had.
Okay. Ms. Oystein?
About how many cars do you think are back there, or would you say would be a reasonable
I would say
number?
Back then, that's around 25, 30 cars. See,
and what would be a reasonable amount of time to let them be there?
I don't know, because I'm going to just have one man working, and people just want to bring cars. And I said, look, I can't get to this car, right? They say, we don't care how long it takes. And they just leave them.
Well, I appreciate you do good work, and people are willing to just leave their stuff
like
to get it done.
Anybody right. shop. I worked at IG Birdies for 21 years, and
people just... Do you think my concern would be that they'd rather leave it on your yard than leave it
yes.
in their yard?
There you go.
That may not be possible.
You see what I'm saying?
That's the issue, because that's the problem
right.
that we create for your neighbors.
Right.
And that's the concern that we would have, is that we don't. It is interesting, because the activity you're doing and where you're doing it is permitted. You don't need permission to do that. The only issue we're here about is the storage of vehicles on the GR lands, if I'm stating that correctly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking down here at these legal guys.
Yeah, no, that's right.
So, okay.
Keller leans back.
Yeah, so.
So
go ahead, Keller.
I just have some questions. So.
Sure.
Originally, or you said that you conduct business. This is a question, not a statement, but it sounded like you said that you conduct business in Slaughter Beach, Slaughter Neck.
No.
I mean,
no.
What was
the
about?
The area is Slaughter Neck.
Oh, that's the Slaughter Neck area.
Slaughter
so
Neck.
You have been operating out of your shop for that shop right there for 30 or so years. Okay.
Yeah,
So when you were strictly doing body work and people weren't bringing extra cars out, how many cars would typically be out there up until, like, as of last year? Because we look at the pictures and we don't see what we see.
I see about 10 of some time around my body shop. Of course, I have a big shop. I put them in there, too.
Now, did you own... was that originally one parcel, or is it a couple parcels? And where he is it one parcel that he that somebody got approved as commercial?
It's split zone, so it's one parcel.
I think it was one piece,
okay.
but at some point in time, somebody came in and got a C1.
Okay,
that's what I'm saying.
Did you do? Was that in your time, or was that before you?
No, I've owned that.
So
all of my life.
So
it might have been there when they zoned it.
In fact,
could have
it
just
was
created
probably,
a C1.
It was, yeah, I was going to say, I'll bet it was done in the original zoning.
Wow.
Years ago.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's how they did it. If it was a commercial parcel, if there's a commercial use there, they would zone it commercial. Does that make sense?
I could add, there was a change of zone done in 1985 to change the parcel existed the C1 portion of the parcel was what existed in 1985. They changed the zone to C1.
Okay.
And then in 1986, the parcel, the back GR portion was added onto it. So it was pretty close.
Okay. I was not here.
When you say added, in other words, the owner purchased that one in addition?
Correct. This back portion here was added onto this section in 1986, from what I found out.
And I'm thinking it was commercial all the whole time. All I got was one bill.
Right. Okay. I get it. Yep.
I mean,
I fully understand how you would have thought that.
Yes.
And that's fine. And we're glad you're here, and we'll try to get something figured out.
I guess I would just reiterate what you were saying, that we absolutely would want to do everything, you know, in our power to help you with your the business of painting and fixing up, you know, fixing the cars. When it spills over to where it's becoming really kind of to some extent, a broad spectrum of cars that other people are bringing in, and some are going to end up being a graveyard car, and that's the part that we have to look at because we have to look at the concerns of the neighbors. So we'll just need to listen and see what the neighbors all say and think this through. We want to be careful how we make decisions like this, because we certainly don't. We don't want to hurt you, and we also don't want to impact the neighbors.
Right. It's only about four people live down there.
Say that again?
Only about five people live on the road.
Okay. Well, I thought everybody down there was related to you, to tell you the
truth
from back.
So. Not everybody.
Okay.
any further questions at this point?
Nope.
Okay.
Do you know whether the neighbors, whether the four neighbors, are they, do you know if they're in favor or opposed?
Let me speak this on a personal straight up. It's some people that's moved there and never had no problem until, you understand what I'm saying?
Well, we're going to let them speak.
Yep.
So if they're here, they can tell us what their problem is.
Right.
And we'll listen.
I mean, this car is there. But it just came up.
Oh,
I mean, that happens in life. But whatever you decide, I have to live with it.
Okay. All right.
We appreciate you being here and doing the right thing.
Yeah, any further questions at this point?
Just to point out. Just clarification, one of the constables built in the process, we look for them to act vehicles.
Please. Oh, sorry. Let me start again with the microphone closer. One of our constables noted in the photos, because that's part of their inspection findings, they count the number of untagged vehicles on the site, which may be of relevance to any conditions that the commission is formulating. It would be helpful to know that of the 25 vehicles, how many of those are tagged and how many of them are untagged? So.
I mean, if they have to move them. So
what he was asking, he was asking.
I understand what he said.
How many?
I think he's asking you how many were untagged. How many untagged vehicles were there?
I don't know. I have to check them.
Yeah. Okay.
But I understand everything you're saying, and if they have to be moved,
right,
so be.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Anything else? Okay. If you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anybody here that wants to speak on your application. Is there anybody here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2420 Vance Daniels? Yes, sir.
Hi, my name is Joe Larimore. I live at 15159 Hudson Road, Milton. I didn't come here to stick up for Mr. Daniels, but I've known this guy for over 50 years. And he is a hard-working, honest guy. And just last week, my wife and I were going down that road, and she said, look at those cars. They're all nice and orderly. Because most of the cars, when you see a whole bunch of cars in somebody's yard, they're this way and that way, and you know. And she said, they're like in a row, in a row, in a row. So this guy is an honest guy. So. I'm in favor of it.
All right, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Anyone else like to speak in favor? Or anybody here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2420? Anyone want to speak in opposition? All right. No one in the room. Operator, is there anyone standing by electronically who would like to speak in favor of or in opposition to conditional use number 2420?
If there is anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. Again, if there is anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. At this time, no one on the line has indicated they would like to speak.
All right, commissioners, any further questions or comments?
No, thank you.
Okay, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the day to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Thank you.